Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Speed traps, if they seem to be everywhere, that's because they are. Michigan ranked third in the country by the National Motorists Association for having the most of them. To talk about this issue ahead of our Labor Day driving weekend, I'm joined by Gary Biller. He's the association's executive director. Welcome to the program, Gary.
Thanks, Michael.
Police officers would say that the speed limit is posted on any given road, and if a driver goes above that limit, then they know they're risking a ticket. So what exactly makes a speed trap a trap?
Well, the basic or the simplest definition of a speed trap is it's an area where the posted speed limit is well below the speed of the prevailing flow of traffic, and it's an area where the police will come back, usually repeatedly, to set up ticketing operations.
You know, you look at any highway, for example, here in Michigan, we've got a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit. You rarely see anybody going that speed. Usually it's 75 or 80. Is this a general trend that speed limits are set a little too low?
In general, yeah. And actually, what we promote as a driver's rights organization is, and in fact, Michigan is rather progressive in this regard in passing a law a few years ago, the Public Act 85. In reevaluating old speed limits, doing current traffic engineering surveys, and then determining that safest speed at which to set. It's basically set at the natural flow of speed. So if most of the traffic is going at 75, that's where the speed limit should be set.
Now, we're going to see some very crowded highways starting tomorrow, even tonight. When you look at the number of police officers that are on the highways, on the roads, monitoring traffic, is that something that the association generally feels shouldn't even be happening?
It shouldn't be necessary. I understand there needs to be, you know, police patrol out there. But again, if speed limits were set properly, the traffic would flow more freely and there wouldn't be a need for ticketing operations.
Well, let me ask you then, here in Michigan or any other state, 70 miles an hour on the highway, you could easily in one of these modern cars go 85 comfortably. Sometimes you don't even notice how fast you're going. What kind of speed limit should we really have as the official limit?
I think you'd find in kind of a fairly dense population area like Michigan, that 70 to 75 is probably pretty typical. As you go further west and it's a little bit more wide open, actually Utah has set speed limits at 80 on some of their interstates and have had very safe driving records there.
Do you generally feel that authorities and patrols take advantage of drivers in the sense of pulling them over for slight speeding violations, or are they generally right when they do pull somebody over?
I think part of the problem, Michael, is there's an inconsistency in that from not only from state to state, but sometimes jurisdiction to jurisdiction, where some have this kind of built-in tolerance where if you're, you know, from 0 to 5 miles per hour over the speed limit, they let you go. In other areas, they're a lot more strict. And anytime you've got drivers guessing or trying to anticipate what's going on, it's not the best, it's not the most conducive for safety.
I have to admit now, one thing I've noticed driving on the highway is that when there is a police officer sitting along the road, traffic may suddenly and dramatically slow down. It does cross my mind that could easily cause an accident. How much of a problem is this phenomenon?
It's a problem, and actually it becomes highlighted even more. It's not something that exists in Michigan, but in Illinois and other states, the red light cameras. It's even a more pronounced feature where you come upon an intersection, see there's photo enforcement, people start hitting their brakes without really thinking about what's behind them. And you're right, that does happen on our highways, too, at highway speeds.
The suggestion, though, that we don't have police patrols on the roads, that would be quite dramatic. I mean, we see so many deaths on the road. We do see drivers that are out of control, and certainly drunk drivers. Isn't it good that with all those aspects in our realities of driving that we do have police patrols out there?
There certainly is a role for police enforcement or law enforcement, and you've hit upon many of them. The seriously impaired driver, many distracted drivers, obviously a big topic is texting while driving nowadays. There is certainly a role for police, and in fact, those kind of drivers who are acting irresponsibly need to be taken off the road.
Do you have any suggestions for drivers as they get out on the road to avoid ticketing for minor speeding, things like that? I mean, is it as simple as getting a radar detector at this point?
That is one step that a lot of people take. The survey that we issued that you've been referring to here is from data on our speedtrap.org site. We took a look at the last 2 years' worth of speed trap reports. It's easy to go to the site. It's free. You just click on the state, the city that you'll be traveling through, and you see reports by the public of various speed traps. And as I've mentioned before, the better prepared driver, the more you can anticipate what's coming up ahead and slow down, the safer it's going to be and the less expensive it's going to be during this holiday weekend.
Gary Biller, the Executive Director of the National Motorists Association. Thank you so much for joining me, Gary.
Thank you, Michael.